Good morning. I'm Amy Eddings, sitting in for a vacationing Brian Lehrer. He'll be back on Monday. So where do laid-off Wall Street workers go anyway? You probably won't find them sitting on park benches or killing time in the periodicals room of the local library, or maybe you will. Last month, Mayor Bloomberg announced a $45 million plan to give newly unemployed bankers a fresh start as entrepreneurs. The plan will offer job training and placement programs, seed capital for startups, and even office space to house new business ventures. This is all part of an effort to prevent an exodus of ex-bankers from New York City. Joining us is Seth Pinsky. He's the president of New York City's Economic Development Corporation, the agency behind the plan. Seth, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. Good morning.
And we'll take your questions and comments. Did you lose your job in the financial sector? What about your life on Wall Street makes you ill-prepared for life on Main Street? If you lost your job as a banker or trader, what do you need to learn in order to make it as an entrepreneur? And for everyone else, will former bankers make good entrepreneurs? Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-WNYC. 9692. You can also leave a comment on our webpage. Go to WNYC.org and click on the Brian Lehrer Show. Seth Pinsky, what kinds of training programs are you offering former Wall Street workers? What skills do they need to develop in order to become their own moguls?
Well, we have a couple of different types of training programs that are in the work. And just to be clear, many of these programs are available not just to laid-off Wall Street workers, but to workers who have been laid off from a variety of industries across the city. One set of programs that we have is what we call our fast track program, which we've developed with the Department of Small Business Services and the Kauffman Foundation. And there are two different sets of courses in this program. One is called Fast Track New Venture, which is a six-session classroom-based crash course with our first class beginning on March 23rd that's designed to help entrepreneurs to determine the viability of their business concepts and to develop startup strategies. And then the second is a program called Fast Track Growth Venture, which is an eight-session classroom training, which we're going to begin in mid-April, that will teach existing businesses how to review and reshape their business models. And we think about 1,000 people will be able to take advantage of this program over the next year. The second set of programs that we have is something that we call Jumpstart NYC, which is a free job training and placement pilot program. And this is directed specifically at workers laid off from the financial services sector. And what we've done is we've partnered with the State University of New York's Levin Institute, as well as venture capital firms around the city, to offer entrepreneurial training in a boot camp setting, followed by a 10-week unpaid internship with a startup company and a venture capital portfolio. And we think about 400 people would be able to take advantage of that program.
And what's the interest been so far?
We've actually been pleasantly surprised by the level of interest. We've had many, many inquiries coming through the city's 311 phone system and also coming directly to us. We are launching the first class of 30 students on the Fast Track program, as I said, in March. And the applications for the first class of 30 students for Jumpstart will be due on March 31st. And we've already lined up 30 internships, and we expect to have more announced on the Jumpstart program.
We're taking your calls at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Neil from Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Good morning. Neil, do we have you on the line? Oh, I heard an ominous click there. He was asking a question about, he was a Wall Street research analyst, and he's used his skills and is working on arts and culture writing. So, Neil, if you've got the opportunity to call us back so we can hear more about your question for Seth Pinsky, that would be great. Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC. Go ahead, Seth.
And, Amy, the one thing I would say is, you know, using the skills that people have developed on Wall Street to seed not just new Wall Street startups, but startups in industries across the spectrum in the city is really something that we're hoping to take advantage of here. It really is turning lemons into lemonade. It's taking the fact that we've got thousands of extremely talented people who have lost their jobs and trying to redirect them to create the next generation of great companies and great innovations in the city.
What kinds of startups might former bankers launch? Are they particularly suited for certain types of business ventures? I mean, we know Mayor Bloomberg's story, leaving Salomon Brothers and starting Bloomberg LP, using the money that he got from his goodbye package was to start his own company. So things like that, that in particular was financial news and information. Are Wall Street bankers more particularly suited for something in the financial industry?
Well, obviously somebody who's been doing something for a number of years is probably best suited to continue to do that. But, you know, the thing that's important to remember about Wall Street is that Wall Street has been attracting, especially over the last several years, not just people with backgrounds in finance and economics, but also people who have backgrounds in a whole range of areas. There are doctors who work for Wall Street firms. There are PhDs in physics and mathematics. There are engineers. And clearly those people have the ability to start ventures that have nothing to do with financial services. I mean, we would like to see a whole new generation of financial services firms formed as well. That's been the trend on Wall Street since time immemorial, that destruction leads to creation. But New York has to be about more than just Wall Street. It's got to remain the world's financial capital. But it also, what gives it its great strength and vibrancy is the fact that it's not just a financial services capital.
Vincent from Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Great. There's one thing that I think that the gentleman has missed and possibly that everyone in government and in banking has missed. I've been an entrepreneur all my life. I practiced law. I had my own practice for a number of years, changed careers 28 years ago, and I'm now retired from commercial real estate leasing in Manhattan. And we created 15, 18 jobs over the years, you know, rolled over. And we hired, one of the biggest mistakes we made, we hired a bunch of people who were middle and upper management who had been laid off in the last recession and found that none of them think like entrepreneurs. None of these people can come to work and without having someone sit there and tell them what to do. I think it's, you know, it's unfortunate, but I think it's typical of both government and banking and other industries, and Wall Street industries, where you just intellectualize what entrepreneurship is all about and lose the concept that it's a genetic thing almost, that these people are incapable of being entrepreneurs, and you're almost like throwing your money down the drain here.
Vincent,
I just wonder what you thought about that.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Vincent, for that call. Seth Pinsky, you want to weigh in on this about maybe managing expectations for people who call in for these programs and say, I was laid off and I want to start my own bakery, and the likelihood of somebody really having the skill and the chops to do that?
Sure. I mean, first of all, we don't expect this to be the only solution to the troubles on Wall Street and the troubles in the larger economy. And this is part of a much larger suite of initiatives directed at the financial services industry and in turn directed at the city's economy more broadly. But with respect to Vincent's specific point, you know, we recognize that some people who have worked for large corporations will in fact have that, as he described it, genetic makeup that makes them entrepreneurs and either need just a little bit of training or won't need training at all. I think, you know, Mayor Bloomberg is a great example of that. And that there will be some people who will need more guidance. And that's why the programs that we've set up are designed the way that they are so that, for example, in the Fast Track program, it will teach people what do you need to do to be an entrepreneur? How is being an entrepreneur different than working for a large corporation? How do you start your business? How do you create business plans? How do you raise capital? All the things that people who work for large corporations don't traditionally have to do.
But do you think Vincent has a point that it's something almost innate, that the drive to be your own boss and do your own thing and come up with something or invent something or fill a need is that entrepreneurial spirit? spark is something that you can't teach?
I think that the spark itself may be more innate, although I do think that some people have the spark and just don't recognize it because they haven't had to recognize it. And I think in other cases, the spark may be there, but the skills aren't there. And we're trying to seize on the latter two categories of people, people who either have the spark and haven't had a chance to act on it, or people who have the spark and just don't have the skills yet. And those are what we're really looking to exploit.
I'm speaking with Seth Pinsky, president of New York City's Economic Development Corporation, about the city's efforts to get unemployed folks, including folks on Wall Street, into new jobs and into new areas, and hopefully revitalize New York City's economy in the process. I'm Amy Eddings, sitting in for a vacationing Brian Lehrer. Esther from Metuchen, you're on WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I love this show.
Great.
I wanted to ask about whether or not in this training program they're considering retraining these future business managers to think differently about ethics and about what it means to drive a business and how it's going to affect your community and how it's going to affect your nation. Like, I think part of the problem is the way these people were trained, and if they're working under the influence of managers who were so profit-driven and so devoted to their shareholders that they were blindsided by everybody else, what will that mean if they create a whole new generation that's just going to replicate that? What is this program going to do to retrain them?
Esther, that's an interesting point. Some bankers in particular don't have a particularly good track record when it comes to large-scale finance management. Seth Pinsky, will they do any better managing a small business?
Well, you know, I think that currently there's a lot of animus that's directed towards people who have worked on Wall Street, and obviously some of that is deserved. But there are on Wall Street a lot of very good people who had nothing to do with the excesses that have occurred over the last several years, just like there are in every industry in the city and in the country. We certainly think that business ethics are important. We think that that entrepreneurship should include more than just the goal of making money, but also the goal of improving the world, coming up with products and services that are needed by people and will make the world a better place. And so all of those skills, the skills that are really different in the entrepreneurial field than they are when you're part of a larger corporation, are going to be incorporated into our various programs.
What about unemployed people with less training and education than former bankers? You mentioned you're providing a whole panoply of programs. What about them?
Absolutely. First of all, we have a whole set of initiatives unrelated to our Wall Street initiatives that are relating to investment in public infrastructure and that we think are going to, by way of example, employ tens of thousands of construction workers. This year, fiscal year 2009, the city is spending a record $10 billion on those programs. The administration also has a number of workforce training centers that are run by the Department of Small Business Services that are operating literally at full capacity and that we're looking to expand in the downturn, seeking to take people, many of whom are coming out of industries that are very far and unrelated to the financial services industry, and retrain them and place them in other opportunities. We're working also to strengthen the manufacturing and distribution industries in the city that also tend to hire people with lower skills and less education than people in services industries have tended to have. Tourism is another area that we're pushing very hard on. So yes, we're not just looking to address the needs of the top earning stratum of the city's economy, but those throughout all strata.
But in trying to attract the top earners and focusing, having a particular program that does focus on Wall Street, do laid off bankers and Wall Street types have an advantage in that, maybe because of the amount of money they were earning and the amount of money they might have in their savings account, they're better able to start a business? Doesn't it cost a lot of money to get a business off the ground?
Sure. Capital is one of the most difficult resources to attract when you're starting a business. And that's why what we're looking to do in addition to the training programs is to increase the amount of capital that's available to startups. And as part of this program, we're looking to increase the amount of angel investing, which is the money that goes to companies that are between the person who's sitting at home and has a good idea and the person who's ready to get venture capital, usually loans in the $25,000 to $250,000 range. We're looking to increase the amount of angel investment available in the city by about 25% through a program that we're launching, that we've launched actually in February. Similarly, the EDC has launched a program that the mayor announced a couple of months ago called the Capital Access Program, which is guaranteeing loans to micro and small businesses to help them with working capital needs. One of the big problems that small businesses, and we're not just talking about software startups or new investment banks, but we're talking about people who own bodegas, small manufacturing businesses.
Right.
One of the big problems that they're facing in this economy is that the banks just aren't lending.
Mm-hmm.
And so through this program, we think that we can help hundreds of businesses with these small loans that are literally the difference between life and death for them.
Seth, you mentioned a lot of different programs, just some real nuts and bolts here. How can people get in touch with your organization to find out more?
The best way to get in touch with us is through 311. If you dial 311 and ask for the Economic Development Corporation, you'll be directed to the right people.
And is this open to folks from New Jersey?
We concentrate on helping people and businesses in New York City. There are certainly economic development organizations, though, located in New Jersey and outside of the city that I'm sure are looking to help people in those regions as well.
So even though you live in New Jersey and you work on Wall Street and we're laid off, you need to turn to your own state's or municipalities' resources to help you out.
Yeah, I mean, it can't hurt if you want to ask for references or you have questions. We're always happy to talk to people, but generally we are focused on helping the city of New York.
We have we got lots of questions and comments that we haven't been able to get to. The conversation continues online on our comments page at WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer Show. Seth Pinsky, president of New York City's Economic Development Corporation, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Coming up, this Sunday is Water Walk Day in New York. Stay tuned for what it feels like to walk a mile in search of clean water.